How did they get here from there? Once upon a time, in a memory far away, Julie was sure that her Prince Charming would come along. Like so many women, Julie grew up with the myth that the only way for a woman to be happy is to find her knight in shining armor, her white knight.
Sitting in study hall, my last hour of school for this January day. All I can think about is last summer and what's happening with my sister Carolyn. Last spring, she graduated from Cedarville High and moved into an apartment in the city about 20 miles south. I went to stay with her and her roommate for the summer so I could work and earn money for this year, my junior year in high school. Now that seems like some kind of joke because I don't have a penny. It took all I earned at the drugstore food counter to pay my portion of the rent and groceries and getting back and forth to work. Besides, I was miserable there at that drugstore every day, being watched by that little old scrunched up, equal-eyed boss man, thinking I was going to get fired every time coffee sloshed out of the cup while I carried it to the customer. At least I know for sure now that I don't want to live by myself and work at some stupid job like that. I want to get married and have some kids and have someone to share my life with. Yet I keep thinking about Mr. Morris's offer. Mr. Morris is the owner of the apartment we lived in, and he also manages artists. He managed Patty Page and got her a record deal, and now he wants to do the same for me. But no use thinking about that. Daddy would never let me sing in bars or clubs. I can hear him now. He would rant and rave and say, "Dear God, what am I going to do with these girls? I try and try, and still they are growing up to be worthless, just worthless, heading straight for the gates of hell. Lord, what did I ever do to deserve these girls?" I'm not asking him because I know that's exactly what he'll say. And I don't want to hear it. Anyway, the study hall bell rings. I gather up my books, walk down the 3 flights of steps and out the front door of the school and head toward home. 2 blocks over at Main Street where I turn right, I look back up the street and see Bobby in his canary yellow 57 Chevy coming up behind me. He was a boyfriend of mine in the 9th grade, but he's also best friends with my sister. And he spent a lot of time at her apartment while I was there. All summer I dropped hints about getting back together, and finally we have. He's the most wonderful thing in my life. I can feel my heart beating faster. I'm feeling excited because I know he's going to stop for me just like the day we got back together. He makes me so happy. He's my white knight.